Now, with a soaring deficit of the state budget and uncertain forecasts about the country's economic output in 2010, the Czech government is working on a strategy to improve the state of public finances by severe cuts in spending. But the Czech Republic's trade unions believe the government should do the exact opposite, stimulate the economy with more public spending. Jan Richter spoke to Vít Sámek, the vice chair of the country's biggest trade union central, and asked him about the union's view of what should be done.
In the concrete position and situation in the Czech Republic, it is clear that the concrete steps to reduce the public expenditures and to higher public incomes will be in many ways against of interest of employees in the Czech Republic. It's necessary that on the right side will be very opposed positions against higher taxes, and on the left side, and of course from the side of trade unions as well, to reduction of expenditures in the social sphere. It is clear that is no room or no broad room for restrictions in the Czech Republic, because our social expenditures are low compared to expenditures in some other part of West European, so old European EU states, yes.
You have come up with several ideas of how to stimulate the economy in 2010. One of them included the completion of the nuclear power plant in Temelín, for example. How do you see that happening without further burdening the already poor public finances?
Our feeling is that this is necessary to have active investment, state investment policy, state programs, because it is not possible only to wait if some private money will come into the Czech Republic, because we have experience. The experience since the year 2005-2006, where there was right-wing government, the only voice was it is necessary to reduce state expenditures. It is necessary to reduce the price of labor. It is necessary to lower our tax policy, and the result will be better position, better competitiveness of Czech Republic, better wages, and etc. Nothing happened. So we have problem with such type of policy and need to have proactive programs. And the ideas you spoke about, those are clear. We need to have positions, concrete positions. There are many examples in this document. You read it. So we hope that it is necessary way to have public and private investment in our economy, proactive policy. This is the only way how to hire employment in Czech Republic.
Aren't the labor unions concerned that if all this is put in fact into practice, it might lead to even higher deficit of Czech public finances and to even, you know, bigger problems later on?
We not share that opinion. We hope that will be active employment policy, so will be tax income, new tax incomes coming from the new activities. We are Keynesians, maybe a bit, but the only strategy now, as we may have experience from other part of the world, is some proactive policy from state. You may compare to United States of America, some other parts. There's a huge investment from the side, temporarily with higher cost on the side of public finances, but in a medium term and long-term perspective, it is the only way how to get from the current budget's problems.
That was trade union leader Vít Sámek with advice to the government on how to best deal with a country's economic problems.